This is Future of Water, where we talk about all the ways which companies, utilities, and people are addressing challenges and opportunities in water. Today, we're going to talk about private water ownership. More specifically, fair market value policies and their impacts, real or not so real, on utility acquisitions in the U.S. specifically. I'll be joined today by Marielle Marchand, an analyst with Bluefield Research, who can definitely talk us through the ins and outs of what we call FMV legislation across the various states. Let's kick it off with some news items and takes. These, for those of you not in the know, some of these are delivered through Bluefield Research's Waterline newsletter. Every Wednesday, you can get news items. You can just go to our website, bluefieldresearch.com, and register. Simply put, give us your email, and we'll send you every Wednesday some takeaways, including chart of the month, the news items, and presentations, and so on and so forth. All good stuff, but just give it a shot when you get a chance. So, news item number one, Badger Meter has announced acquisition of Analytical Technology, a privately held water quality monitoring system provider. They paid $44 million for the company that had approximately $22 million in revenues in 2020. ATI really specializes in the design and manufacturing of water quality instruments based on electrochemical and optical sensors. Why do we care? Well, this is second acquisition in about a month by Badger Meter, which, as the name says, it's traditionally a metering company. So they acquired S-Can about a month ago, which pushed them into the software space, and now they are acquiring ATI. So two deals. I know my colleague Nina Rossiter, who's an analyst at Bluefield, would definitely be interested in speaking with you if you're interested. She has just put out some research on Badger Meter, and I know we've also put out some recent profiles on them as well on our website to our Insight Service clients. So interesting, really, to say that Badger Meter is going beyond just metering and expanding into other areas. In addition, ATI also has a position outside of the U.S., but also in Europe. News item number two, for the second time in 2 weeks, Black & Veatch has made the list. This time, it has sold Etonix Digital to members of the latter's management team. Etonix, I think Black & Veatch spun it out as a standalone business unit about 3 years ago. And it's really focused on monitoring and diagnostic services that was combined into a software called Asset 360. So the cloud-based software leverages data and analytics to help businesses, utilities, help them with asset management and asset optimization. But what's interesting is it seems like Black & Veatch is, one, not only cleaning house a little bit. That's not to say that it isn't focused on digital water. In fact, it has other digital solutions, which I think are more core to its digital water business. Etonix has, and water specifically, has struggled a bit to really get off the ground. I think it did better in other infrastructure sectors. But this is the second deal. As I mentioned 1 or 2 weeks ago on the Future Water podcast, specifically that Black & Veatch had sold its UK and Southeast Asia positions to RSK and renamed it Benny's. That's underway right now, and I know there's a little bit of a hustle and bustle on the back end when it comes to intellectual property and how things are going to be divided up once that's all said and done. So lots happening on the engineering front. I might also add that Bluefield Research does have a report on digital water for engineering companies looking at competitive positioning, how they're positioned when it comes to solutions, but also what are their channels to market. We've done a lot of analysis in this segment.